This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. Celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all-day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Since humans began putting satellites into orbit in the 1950s, we've relied upon big, powerful rockets to escape Earth's gravity and get into space. But big rockets have a major downside in that they make space launches expensive. For example, NASA's Space Launch System Heavy Lift rocket, which is scheduled for its maiden flight in December of 2019, will cost an estimated $1 billion per launch. Costs for SpaceX's far more economical Falcon Heavy, which took off successfully from Kennedy Space Center in February of 2018, still range from between $90 million and $150 million per launch. For decades, however, visionaries have looked for ways to get into space without relying, at least not primarily, upon rocket power. One such alternative approach is air-to-orbit launches, and it seems to be on the verge of becoming a reality. Stratolaunch, the private space launch company started by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen in 2011, has an ambitious plan to fly the world's biggest airplane with its 385-foot, that's 117-meter wingspan, to an altitude of 35,000 feet, or about 11,000 meters. There, it will serve as a high-altitude launch platform for smaller rocket-powered vehicles. Once released from the airplane, those vehicles won't have to overcome the drag caused by the thickness of the lower atmosphere as a ground-launched rocket would, and they'll be able to get into orbit without having to burn as much fuel. In August of 2018, the company announced its lineup for four different types of launch vehicles. One vehicle that's still in the design study phase, a reusable space plane, could transport either cargo or a human crew. Stratolaunch plans to begin offering regular service in 2020. Its chief executive officer, Gene Floyd, said in a media release that the company's mission is to make access to space, quote, more convenient, affordable, and routine, and that scheduling a satellite launch eventually will be as easy as booking an airline flight. Meanwhile, another air-to-orbit outfit, Virgin Orbit, plans to use a modified Boeing 747-400 as a platform for its Launcher 1 rocket, which will propel satellites into orbit. But several other, even more exotic concepts still remain on the drawing board. James R. Powell, who co-invented superconducting maglev propulsion for trains back in the mid-1960s, has been advocating for years that the technology be used for launching spacecraft as well. Instead of a launching pad, this solution, called the StarTram Project, would use a massive elevated launch tube. Powell explained via email, "Think of a magnetically levitated maglev train in a vacuum tunnel. With no air drag slowing the vehicle down and with no need to carry large amounts of onboard propellant, as is the case with rockets, it's relatively easy to reach orbital velocities of 18,000 miles per hour, that's 2,900 kilometers per hour, or greater. When the vehicle exits the tunnel at high altitude, for example, at the summit of a high mountain, the vehicle would be going so fast that it basically coasts up to orbital altitude, where a small rocket is used to circularize the orbit. We've also designed several mechanisms to keep the vacuum in the tunnel intact when the vehicle exits the tunnel, so that the tunnel can be quickly reused to launch the next vehicle. All the major components of the StarTram system exist already and are well understood." Powell first started contemplating the use of superconducting maglev for launching spacecraft at the suggestion of a colleague from NASA in 1992. Initially, he and his engineering partner, George Mazey, developed a concept for a $100 billion system suitable for manned space launches, in which a tube would be levitated with massive superconducting cables. They also designed a scaled-down cargo-only tube system that would stretch up the slope of a tall mountain. They estimate that this cargo-only system could be built for just $20 billion, less than the cost of developing NASA's new heavy launch rocket. Once built, StarTram could transport 100,000 tons of cargo into space each year, many times what rocket launches currently carry, and would put equipment into low Earth orbit for a cost of about $50 a pound. Powell says that once built, StarTram could transport 100,000 tons of cargo into space each year, many times what rocket launches currently carry, and put equipment into low Earth orbit for a cost of about $50 a pound. That would be a fraction of the thousands of dollars per pound that it currently costs to get cargo into space. Another idea that's been around for decades is construction of a space elevator. A tall base tower near Earth's equator would be attached by a cable to a satellite in geosynchronous Earth orbit, 22,000 miles, that's 35,000 kilometers above sea level, which would act as a counterbalance. 4 to 6 elevator tracks would extend up the tower and cable structure, going to platforms at various levels. Electromagnetic-powered vehicles would rise on the tracks, making the trip into orbital space in about 5 hours. The concept dates back to 1895, when Russian scientist Konstantin Tsiolkovsky suggested building a celestial castle that would be attached to a similar structure to the Eiffel Tower in Paris. And the concept was first popularized by science fiction author Arthur C. Clarke in his 1979 novel, The Fountains of Paradise. Since then, space elevator adherents have continued to tout the concept, but the feasibility of a space elevator took a hit in 2016 when Chinese researchers published a paper detailing their findings that carbon nanotubes, the material earmarked for use in creating that enormously long cable, are vulnerable to a flaw that could reduce their strength significantly. Today's episode was written by Patrick J. Kiger and produced by Tyler Klang. Visit our online store at tpublic.com/brainstuff to find brainy gear. Every purchase supports us directly. And, of course, for more on this and other far-reaching topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash.
It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.